Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. And my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, will be coming on later on the broadcast in a live service. Praise God. Such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. The Lord come to deliver you from the life of sin and crime. Make you brand new men, brand new women. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel, to let you know what Jesus can do. Praise God. We're getting ready to come out of the coronavirus. Praise God. This year, 2021. Praise the Lord. So, getting ready to labor for the Lord. Praise God. We have a powerful message here on the broadcast, coming in from a live service, talking about run the race from 1 Corinthians 9:24. Praise God. Those just incarcerated can hear these services. Praise God. Come into a live service, preach, where the word of God being preached to the people. Praise the Lord. Those in the free world can hear this live service as well. Enjoy the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Now, let's get ready to go into a live service already in progress where the word of God is being preached to the people. Run the race. Run for your life. Praise God. Amen. Because it's time to run. Praise the Lord. Run for Jesus.
On today, we're going to go into the word of God. We're going to talk about running. Praise God. This Christian race.
All right now.
Praise the Lord. Because we want to make heaven our home.
Amen.
And it's time, amen, to get busy. And get your business working on yourself.
Amen.
Those of you that are working, continue to work.
Yes.
Because payday is coming.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. As the Lord wants us to work.
Amen.
So we can get a good pay.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. In order for you to get a good pay, then you gotta run this race.
Amen.
Run with patience.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. It's time to run.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and start reading at verse number 24. Let's make a start there. Let's see what Apostle Paul is telling the church at Corinth. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's time to run.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because the devil, amen, is on the rampage. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said he come for the steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
But Jesus said, I come that you might have life.
Amen.
And have it more abundant.
Amen.
I'm telling you, amen. You see what the devil is doing out here.
Yes.
How the devil got folks so much down. is sin. On drugs.
Yeah.
On alcohol.
Yeah. Amen.
Drinking can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Smoking can't help themselves.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Bound with witchcraft and sins of the flesh.
Yeah.
But amen, Jesus, being a good man,
yeah.
He come to set people free.
Yeah.
So that we can come out of sin. Praise God. And to be able to serve the Lord in holiness and in righteousness. Don't that sound good?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. So, amen, the Lord wants you to run, amen, and get away from the devil.
Yeah.
Because the devil is a mean man.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. So it's time to get away from
him. Amen.
Glory to God. What did Paul say here? In 1 Corinthians 9 and 24.
Amen.
Praise God.
1 Corinthians 9:24.
Yes.
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?
Amen. Those them that run in a race run all.
But one receives the prize.
But one receives the prize.
So run that ye may attain.
Run that ye may attain. Amen. I'm telling you, you're doing a natural race. People run for pride.
Right.
Amen. They try to be able to be the first one to get the first prize.
Uh-huh.
They strive hard. Amen. Because their goal is to reach that prize.
Yeah.
Amen. That's for a natural sense.
Thank you, Jesus.
But amen, we as people, we work for a spiritual prize.
Yeah.
That is to be able to make heaven our home.
Yeah.
Because heaven is our prize.
Yes, it is.
I'm telling you, and I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Don't you want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, so it's time to run.
Thank you, Lord.
Go and get your amen ready to beat the Lord. And seek God with all your heart.
Yes.
I'm telling you, because the Lord wants people that are ready, that is, amen, preparing themselves.
Yes.
Amen, to be him.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Jesus came to fix us so we can get ourselves right with God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, glory to God. Now, Paul said here, amen, know ye, know that running the race, run all, and one receiving the prize. What else it say?
So run that ye may obtain.
So run that ye might obtain.
And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things.
Amen. I'm telling you, in order for you to make these things, amen, you got to be temperate in all those things. In other words, you got to, amen, be able to narrow yourself down.
Yeah.
You got to prepare yourself.
Right.
I'm telling you, you got to give things up to follow Jesus.
Amen.
I'm telling you, glory to God, because whatever you give up for the Lord, God will give you something better any place else.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to give the world up.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, when you give the world up, amen, you die yourself down.
That's right.
You're temperate. In other words, you watch what you eat.
That's right.
You watch, amen, how you, amen, conduct yourself.
Yeah.
You watch, praise God, and what you say out your mouth.
Yeah.
You watch how you treat people.
Yeah.
Because you want to run this race.
Glory
to God. Praise God, and God. I'll tell you, there are John preached in the 3rd chapter of Matthew.
Uh-huh.
He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Yeah.
He said, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Right.
He said, make this man straight. I'll tell you, in order for you to run this race, you got to make your path straight.
Yeah.
You got to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Get the world up.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
Amen. Nothing in this world but my soul being alone.
Right.
I'll tell you, the devil wants to load you down.
He sure do.
He wants to load you down with gossip.
Yeah.
Wants to load you down with, amen, so much of the sins of the flesh. was getting an unsaved woman trying to stop the woman from the church.
Yeah.
The unsaved husband trying to stop the wife from going to church.
Uh-huh.
Unsaved is a wife trying to stop the man from going to church.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you run this race. Don't let nothing stop you.
Work on me.
Lord, amen. I want you to make me to be the man. grace of God.
Yes.
Like the Lord said, now, among the host, I want you to bless my soul. Come on, say amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory to God. I want to see Jesus. Don't you want to see Jesus? Praise God. Run this race. Work on yourself. Work on your salvation. It's important to let the power of God work in your life. That same spirit that you feel on the inside, that make you shout, make you praise God, is the same spirit that will cause you to live this Christian life. Live holy in this sinful world. Yes, it gives you power to resist the devil. Praise the Lord. That's how you work your salvation out. Because the power of God is the one that forgives you of your sins. Heals your body. It's done by the power of God. Sanctify you through the blood. It's done by the power. Baptize you and fill you up. Run you over with the Holy Ghost. It's done by the power of God. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue the message on another broadcast. Right now, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Run this race, because it's time to run for our life. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Let the Holy Ghost shake them jails. Shake them prisoners. Let them know you can change their lives. Make their life brand new. Cause them to get on the right road. Leave the wrong road. Lord, let revival break out in the churches as we're coming out of this coronavirus. Praise God. Lord, deliver the people. Set the people free. Get them ready to be able to meet Jesus. Go back with you when you come. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, we invite you to listen, to click into our website, Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website full of good preaching. Praise God. Plenty of preaching. Praise the Lord. Amen. I add messages periodically to the website. Glory to God. Yes, children can click on the activity page. Good Bible games that links to Bible games that children can learn about Jesus. Read Bible, look at Bible stories. Praise God. But children can learn about Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's a big website. Just click on it anytime, day or night. Listen to good inspirational music. Praise the Lord. My messages that I write out, there for you to read for your inspiration. Praise God. The Heaven Bound Train website is a big one. Praise the Lord. Amen. For you to be blessed. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, just look forward to our visit to your facility. Those of you that we haven't visited your facility can write us for Bibles, other life-changing materials. All free to prisoners. Praise God. And to those of you that we have visited your facility, as soon as we get a green light, and the green light clears us, we'll be ready to return back to the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.